I want to help my mom. Good evening, good evening, good evening. It's sleepy time again, and here's your friend, Mr. Candle, sitting on the bedside table, flickering light throughout the room, casting wonderful shadows and lightness everywhere. And it's time to go to bed, and I travel the world. I sit on the bedside tables of children all over the world, and I hear their stories of the wonderful things that they do and the wonderful problems that they're facing. Well, I was dealing with this wonderful little child, Eloise. Eloise was sort of always trying to be helpful, always trying to do good things. She was sometimes a pain in the neck in doing good things, but she was always trying. Well, her mother is a very special lady. Her mother is a business executive, and she owns her own business. And she's a very busy lady, but she's a very competent lady. And she has her home to run, too. And Eloise is her daughter. And her husband is very busy in his work, and everybody is just busy. So when mother comes home, she immediately jumps into the kitchen and puts things to right and makes a wonderful dinner. And within an hour or so, everything is all set and the table is all illumined with candles and everything is beautiful, just like downtown, perfect, to the letter perfect. And Eloise goes in to her mother and says, "Mom, you always have so much work to do. I'd like to help you. Is there something I can do to help you?" "I'd like to help you, Mom." And her mother says, "Eloise, what are you talking about?" "Well, I want to help you, Mom. I mean, you're so busy all day long in the office, and you got so many things to do, and you come home and you have so many things to do. Isn't there something I can help you do here at home to make it just a little easier for you?" "Well, Eloise, that's very thoughtful and very sweet of you. But no, I've got this all organized now, and I've got this all in place, and it's exactly what I want to do, and I know exactly how I want to have it. And now you just go in the living room with your dad, and you watch the rest of that cartoon on television, and I'll call you when it's all ready." So Eloise goes into the living room, downcast, saying to her father, "Dan, why isn't it that Mom just doesn't understand? Why doesn't she let me help her? I mean, I'm a big girl. I'm 11 years old, and I'm able to do a lot of things, and I could be so helpful if she just let me. Why didn't she let me?" And her father said, "Eloise, that's something we all have to learn about your mom. Your mom is a very busy lady, and she gets all the things done that she does because she's very efficient. She knows exactly what she wants to do. She knows how she wants to do it, and she does it. And if somebody who's supposed to do their part doesn't do it, she reaches in 2 seconds and has it done, where they might have taken an hour to do it. But she's so talented and so capable and so wonderful. You know, there's just no room in her busy life for other people. You have to find room someplace else." "But Dad, I'd like to help Mom." "Well, Eloise, I've thought that myself oftentimes, but I've been unable to do it." "But Dad, I want to help Mom." "Well, Eloise, you think about it and you follow your heart. And if you come up with some idea that you think is going to work, you just go ahead and do it." So Eloise goes out in the kitchen, where her mother is busy with the pots and the pans and the potatoes and the meat and the gravy and the vegetables and the salad and all these things. And Eloise says, "Mom, did you know that I'm 11 years old?" And her mother stopped what she's doing, startled, and she looks at Eloise and says, "Well, of course I know you're 11 years old." "Mom, do you know that you are so busy and you are so good in everything you do that there's no room for me in your world?" "What are you talking about, Eloise? You're very important in my world. That's why I do all these things. I do them for you." "But Mom, I want to help you. I want to do it with you. And I'd like you to show me how to do it so I can be so wonderful like you are. Will you do that, Mom? Mom, I want to help you, but I also want to learn how to do all the things that you can do so good. Now, Eloise, just please, let me alone now. I'm very busy. I haven't got time to think on that sort of thing. And Eloise, her chin down, walks out of the room, goes into her bedroom, and lays on her bed. And she says, there's got to be a way. I don't give up. There's got to be a way. And after a few moments, her mother calls, dinner! And her father and mother are at the table, and Eloise comes out of her bedroom. And they all sit down, and they say their prayer. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. And then Eloise says, Mom, I love you. Well, of course, Eloise, I know you love me. I love you too. But no, Mom, I really love you. I love you so much that I'd be willing to give up my playtime. I'd be willing to give up time watching television. I'd be willing to give up time visiting with my girlfriends just to be with you and to help you and to help you, Mom. And her mom looks at her and he says, Eloise, Eloise, oh, Eloise. Oh, Eloise, I forgot. You're the most important reason for all the things that I do. All of my work, all of my busyness, and all of my... Oh, Eloise, you're what I live for. And I haven't even hugged you, and I haven't even told you how much I love you. Oh, Eloise, thank you for reminding me. Eloise, when we're done eating, would you please help me clear the table and do the dishes? And Dad says, well, I thought I was doing the dishes. Now, Father, this is for Eloise and me. This is our time right now. Okay. Dad's easily satisfied, but he knows what's going on. And they have a wonderful, happy, sharing dinner. And they chew their food 20 times for each bite. Kind of a magical family. And after dinner, Eloise and her mother clear the table. And her mother watches very carefully that she doesn't do everything. And she doesn't do it too fast. Because Eloise is learning. And if Eloise did things as fast as Mama did, she might break things. So Mama slows down, which is a new trick for Mom. And then Mother tucks Eloise in, says, good night, sweetheart. And she goes in and she tells her husband, sweetheart, today I had a test at the doctor and they told me it was not very good. And I have to go back tomorrow to have another test. So I just want you to know. And he says, well, sweetheart, I see you whole and perfect. And she says, well, that's nice, but the doctor didn't. And so she goes into the doctor the next day. And the doctor says, well, you look very relaxed. You look very calm. What happened? Oh, what do you mean, doctor? Well, you look like all the burdens are off your shoulders. Come, let's take that test right away. And the doctor did the test, and he says, there's nothing there. What did you do that you're so relaxed and you're so peaceful and all the tension is gone from you, all the anxiety is gone. You're such a lovely, peaceful person. What happened? And she says, well, doctor, my daughter did it. My daughter, Eloise, she came up and she says, Mommy, will you show me how to clear the table? Will you show me how to do the things you do so I can help you? Mommy, I love you. I want to help you. And I hadn't realized that I live for my daughter, and yet I hadn't taken the time to be with her and love her and be at peace with her. And the doctor said, my dear, That's a lesson for me, too. My son gave me a pitch like that just the other night, and I missed it. But I'm not going to miss it. Thank you. You see, boys and girls, when we love, our love reaches out beyond anything that we could ever imagine. And Eloise never dreamed that she was being a healing agency for her mother. She only wanted to love her mother and have her mother love her in a way that she could understand. Oh, here comes that Mr. Sandman. He's going to drop that pixie dust in your faces. Now, hey, we got a crowd here tonight. We got Jean and Martha and Paul. We got the three of you. And who are all these other people? There's your mom and your dad. And who are these other adults? Oh, your aunts and your uncles. They came to hear Mr. Candle tonight. How nice. And who are the other boys and girls? Oh, there's my cousins. Have they all come and joined you in your bedroom? How lovely. Oh, my. Well, stand back, y'all. This is just for the three kids here. Mr. Sandman's going to drop pixie dust in their eyes. They're going to sleep and dream and have wonderful dreams and wake in the morning refreshed and ready for a lovely day. So, until I see you another time, this is Mr. Candle. And just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.